Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Richard Stewart.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they'll be the views of Dr. Bill Walsh, and we're going to be talking about a nutrient power. That's the title of his book, and it basically deals with what impact does nutrition have on our minds and how our minds work. Well, I will tell you, as a physician, practiced for 35 years, and of course, basically, I'm well over 60 years out of medical school. A great deal of that additional time was put in postgraduate training, almost 8 years. Why, certainly one of the most frustrating things that happened to me was actually to have people with schizophrenia or depression or manic depression. And what do you do for the people? Well, you send them to a psychiatrist. And what does a psychiatrist do? Why, he puts them on a pill and he talks to them and he makes a diagnosis, and that was really about all they could do. And having experienced some of this with family members or with a family member, why it was just, well, you felt so sort of hopeless. And that's why when I read suddenly Dr. Bill Walsh's material, I suddenly realized that this put a whole different complexion on psychiatric and emotional illness. And basically, this is one of the most exciting things that I've seen since I entered medical school back in, well, 1948 was when I entered medical school. And this will really change the whole way medicine is practiced. Dr. Walsh, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Well, good evening.
Why don't you pick up the story and tell our listeners just a little bit about your background and about your work and how you came to the conclusions that you have.
Well, I started out as a young scientist working in nuclear physics and chemistry and chemical engineering. And when I was a young man working at Argonne National Laboratory in Illinois, I got involved as a prison volunteer, trying to help men leaving Statesville Penitentiary, one of the toughest prisons in America. And along the way, I founded a charitable group that was trying to help people as they left prison, working with ex-offenders, trying to help them go straight, so to speak. And in doing so, my education began when I started meeting the families that had produced the criminal. And basically, what I found was that there were a surprisingly large number of them had come from really good families with parents who seemed to care and were capable and had done everything they could to help this child who developed into a criminal. And I found brothers and sisters in the same family who turned out just fine. And the surprising thing to me was they told me that they knew there was something wrong with this child by the time he was 2 years old, that they were oppositional and defiant from the time they began to talk. They talked about family pets who were tortured and in a couple of cases killed. And these children just horrified their own parents. By the time they were 4 years old, usually they were in some kind of family counseling with, of course, the blame pointed right at parents. The mental health people thought there must be something wrong with the family. By the time they were 6 years old, most of them were on medication, starting with Ritalin and then usually something stronger. And by the time they were perhaps 8 or 9 or 10 years old, they were in some kind of custody, some kind of juvenile home. And anyway, the parents said they thought that these children, by the time they were born, were actually headed for prison and that they had that they were different from other kids, other children. So it got me started to research what are the causes of a behavior disorder. And at that time, there was a lot of work going on studying depression and schizophrenia that was actually a revolution in mental health, focusing...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so Dr. Walsh began certainly collecting specimens from people who had emotional disorders, and he found certainly that in young people, many of the young people who had serious emotional disorders were deficient in things like zinc and or cadmium and certain copper and certainly other products. So and mercury too. That certainly these people sometimes that have excessive amounts of mercury and high levels of. So go right ahead with the story.
Well, what then happened is that we found that after meeting the great Carl Pfeiffer, a doctor from Princeton, New Jersey, who at that time was considered the world's greatest expert in alternative medicine. He advised us that he had developed treatment programs that did not involve drugs that could correct these chemical imbalances. And I started sending him ex-convicts and violent children to his lab, and we collaborated on not just testing them to identify their chemistries, but also he developed treatment programs, and eventually the two of us collaborated on about 500 of these cases. And what we found was that most of the families told us that after the nutrient therapies involving amino acids, vitamins, and minerals, we were told the families mostly, and about 85% of them, said there was a dramatic improvement in these children's behavior. So So that's how we began. And many of these violent kids also had trouble in school. They were had academic problems and ADHD and attention and learning problems. We were also getting reports that their academics had dramatically improved in many cases. So eventually when we founded our clinic, that's we did behavior and learning, but in a short time, and also working with people with schizophrenia, people with depression, and anxiety, and most recently Alzheimer's. And we find that each of these groups can be helped greatly by focused, careful, rifle shot precision application of nutrient therapy, especially the nutrients that have a big effect on brain chemistry and brain function.
And so basically what we're talking about is amino acids. We're talking about obviously the metals. We're talking about vitamins and minerals. And all of these seem to play an important part in cell metabolism. Is that it?
That's correct. And the first surprise I had was that it wasn't just deficiencies of nutrients that were a problem, but we found that nutrient overload because of genetics are causing actually more mischief than deficiencies. And so what we learned was we learned which nutrients have a big impact on mental health. And there's about six or seven key nutrients that seem to have a really powerful impact on a person's behavior and who they are and whether they can function mentally. And it's really a matter of identifying a person's individual body chemistry and then normalizing this chemistry in their blood and their brain.
And basically, we are what we eat, and people really don't understand that. If you don't get in the proper nutrition, why, of course, your whole brain will function improperly. Now, what are these seven or eight, is it seven or eight or six or seven, things that really influence our cell metabolism and our brain function?
Well, having worked with criminals for so many years, I guess I call these the leading suspects. And number one, probably the most common imbalance are people who have a zinc deficiency. Copper overload continues to be something we find, especially in autistic children, in women with postpartum depression, and children who have ADHD. 68% of them have a copper overload. Now, another very important chemical is methylation. And we get that from a protein called methionine, which then converts in the body to something called SAMe, S-A-M-E, which is a popular over-the-counter nutrient. And this has a dramatic effect on the regulation of gene expression. See, our chemistry is not just what we eat, and it's not just what our body does with the foods we eat to make new biochemicals. It also has to do with enzymes that are genetically expressed, that are created in every tissue in our body. And methyl is a chemical that has the ability to turn off or adjust gene expression. And this has a lot to do with our ability to, for example, help regulate the amount of serotonin activity in the brain or dopamine activity or the functioning of several neurotransmitters.
All right. I think that's people really don't understand how genes work. We certainly, our bodies are made up of genes, and these are certainly molecules, but they actually work, and if they are working, they can produce certainly other molecules, and basically these that can be enzymes, and they can influence our bodies. So you can turn a gene on, or you can turn a gene off. If you turn the gene on, it'll produce molecules. If you turn it off, it won't produce it, and then, of course, you get an upset in the way of metabolism. And of course, this can be directly related to certainly methyls. It can be related to certainly chemicals or the minerals. Go right ahead.
Well, another nutrient that's really powerful, especially with respect to gene expression and regulating these enzymes and proteins, is folic acid or any form of folate. And between methyl and folate, most of the people, I'd say 70% of all people with schizophrenia and depression have a methylfolate imbalance and disorder. And this affects gene expression, especially related to the neurotransmitters and receptor function. And this was something that's really just come about in the last 5 years with this emerging field of epigenetics. Epigenetics is a field that examines the regulation of genes and how this can change by environmental insults, which could be something like mercury or a toxic metal, or even an emotional upset. And we now know that cancer and heart disease appear to be epigenetic disorders, not so much genetic, but epigenetic. And now what I've learned is that many, many mental disorders are also epigenetic, and this gives us a roadmap to effective nutrient therapy to, correct these conditions.
Now, basically what you're saying about epigenetics, you mean the genes are not functioning properly and are not certainly either, they're either turning out molecules that they shouldn't or they are not turning out molecules that they should. Would that be a fair statement?
That's very fair. I mean, we have about 22,000 genes, every human being. And these genes, the DNA that encompasses these genes is in every cell in our body. We've got about a trillion cells in our body, and a little tiny nucleus in every one of our cells holding the DNA. Now, these genes have only one job. That's to make a protein or an enzyme. Each gene makes just one single product. In the case of cancer, when cancer emerges in a person, which might be from oxidative stress or maybe getting too much sweat on your skin or possibly from smoking too much, which is damaging your lungs, what happens is that these insults can, in this case, possibly turn on a cancer gene or turn off or silence a cancer protection gene. But the same thing happens with respect to mental health. And I think that's why people have mental breakdowns. A mental breakdown, I believe, in schizophrenia is when a person who might have been, you might have a person who has functioned normally for 20 years, and then they have a sudden mental breakdown. And life is never really the same afterwards. They might have bipolar disorder or schizophrenia or even post-traumatic stress. And it's been a mystery in medical science for many years. Like, what could possibly be going on in a person's brain to cause such a tremendous change in functioning? And the second mystery has always been, why doesn't this condition go away after onset? When these conditions arise, they often are there the rest of your life. And the answer really is epigenetics. There's a permanent change in gene expression, and the person is forever different in terms of their brain function.
But if you can actually get the proper gene function back, if you can actually correct that, can't they return to the way they were before they became schizophrenic?
Well, I think that's what we found. I've worked with more than 3,600 people diagnosed with schizophrenia, and the families tell us that we were, after doing careful outcome studies, that we were about 85% successful in helping them make major improvements. And we would do this usually together with the drug medications. Their drug medications often would help them considerably, especially with getting rid of or minimizing their psychosis, which might be hearing voices or might be delusional thoughts. However, when we did the treatment together after about 4 or 5 months doing our nutrient therapy together with the medications, very often the patient would dramatically improve, and we could greatly reduce and in some cases eliminate the drug medication. And I've seen hundreds and hundreds of people diagnosed with schizophrenia who became quite normal and functional. And to me, the criteria of success is if they become taxpayers, if they can become self-reliant and go on with a normal life.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the most exciting things that has come along. And well, since I can remember when I entered medicine back in 1948, and basically we're talking about simply being able to effectively treat schizophrenia. Go right ahead.
Well, I think one of the keys is to apply science. Now, the mainstream psychiatry has done wonderful things in the last 50 years and have helped many, many people. And so have the medications that they use. However, there are a couple of mistakes that modern science makes that I don't quite understand. For example, they believe that if a person develops clinical depression, that in almost every case, the reason is low serotonin activity in their brain. And my extensive database of more than 800,000 chemical analyses, it's pretty clear that the word depression is a name is an umbrella term. It encompasses at least five completely different disorders with different neurotransmitter abnormalities, and they require a completely different treatment approach. Mainstream medicine has this mistaken belief that you give them all the same treatment, namely...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Dr. Bill Walsh.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do yourself, being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We'll be right back here. Well, Dr. Waltz is simply saying that there are many types of depression. There's not simply one type of depression, but there are at least four or maybe four types of depression. One is related, of course, to a very low zinc levels. Another is related to high copper levels. One is related to folate deficiency, and that's folic acid, very, very similar to vitamin B12. But basically, you can make the diagnosis of what it is by doing the proper blood test, and then you correct the metabolic condition, the shortages or excesses, and you can begin to get the brain working properly. Dr. Walsh, go right ahead.
Well, our goal, of course, is to normalize the brain. Now, as I said, the psychiatric medications have helped millions of people, and I've had probably a few thousand people tell me their life was greatly improved by using psychiatric medications. However, the problem of side effects is always there, and many of these side effects are really terribly troubling and cause people often to just go off their medication, which can be also a dangerous thing. But basically, a psychiatric medication is a foreign molecule, and so putting powerful foreign molecules into your brain does not result in normalcy, results in an abnormal condition. And I really think that within 20 or 30 years, as science advances, I believe that the use of psychiatric medications will gradually fade away, because they won't be necessary, and we'll learn how to normalize the brain instead of putting foreign molecules in the brain. The problem is that the research is already advanced to the point where we can already do a lot of really effective natural therapies for these people, but the research community and the clinicians seem to be still focused on only one thing, and that's development of the next billion-dollar drug. If they only had a proper objective, namely normalizing the brain and being very scientific about the various types of depression, behavior disorders, schizophrenia, bipolar, and each of these, by the way, are umbrella terms that have several different component, you know, biochemical classifications, we'd be a lot better off.
All right, well, now you've mentioned, of course, the metals, the effect of the metals, the methyl. You've mentioned the folate deficiencies. What are some of the other, I think there are two or three more, things there that really can affect the metabolism of the brain? So why don't we just get through that list?
Well, another very important thing, I want to first say that a person can be either under-methylated or over-methylated. So in a sense, that's two of them. And a person can either be overloaded in folate or deficient in folate, and in which case you would have two separate conditions. Also, there's a condition called pyrrole disorder. Now, this is something that's starting to gain a lot of traction throughout the world, but it's a condition that is inborn. We believe it's genetic, and that it, and what it results in is an extraordinary double deficiency of B6 and zinc. And this causes great mischief and is responsible, we believe, for about 18% of all cases of schizophrenia and perhaps 15% of depression. And virtually every extraordinarily violent person, especially the sociopaths, the antisocial personality disorder people, have this pyrrole disorder. And why is that important? It's because, well, you need B6 to create serotonin in your brain. Your neurotransmitters are something that we don't start with a lifetime supply of them. The brain is a chemical factory, and all day, every day, we are producing these chemicals in the brain. And we know the chemical steps that allow this to happen, and B6 is a important cofactor or a required ingredient to make serotonin and to make dopamine. So if you have a condition like a pyrrole disorder where you have a dramatic genetic deficiency in B6, you can expect something wrong with your brain function. So the pyrrole disorder is extremely difficult for a human being to endure, and they have a classic set of symptoms associated with it. They tend to have extraordinary mood swings. They are victimized by stresses. They as children have a reading disorder. They have very poor short-term memory. And so in school, no matter how smart they are, if they read a few pages, they might understand it perfectly, but they forget what they've read and have to go back. And it's very hard to learn if you have a very poor short-term memory. So there's a classic set of symptoms associated with it. they're usually night people. They don't like mornings. And we can often diagnose a pyro patient even before we do the lab test. Another, you asked about the other important chemicals. Well, toxics themselves are another one. About 5 to 10% of all people with clinical depression simply have too much of some toxic that is in their brain, causing their brain function to be abnormal. And usually it's lead or cadmium or mercury. Those are the three that we find most common. And for these people, the way to become okay is not to take Prozac or Paxil or Zoloft. It's to simply get the toxics out of their body.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Dr. Bill Waltz, and he's simply saying that it's vitally important that we try to oppose the free radicals in our bodies. Certainly, you need antioxidants at times, certainly to help protect us against viruses and other things. But then, of course, you can certainly actually end up with a lot of hydrogen peroxide and other products in your bloodstream, which, of course, will have cellular toxicity. All of these things you must learn to be balanced. Well, before we go on, Dr. Waltz, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get additional information? Now, Dr. Waltz has written a book. It's called Nutrient Power. We think it is a very important book. We carry the book because we want you to be able to get hold of this information. And if you have somebody in your family or someone you know with certainly emotional problems, we're talking about schizophrenia, we're talking about depression, manic depression, autism, attention deficit disorders, behavioral disorders, compulsive disorders, all of these certainly, many of them will have, a large part of them, a metabolic certain dysfunction, and it's important that you have an idea how to deal with these things. One of the big problems is that the organized medicine has not accepted this. Now, certainly, Dr. Walsh is just back from being over in Australia. We had about 50 medical personnel actually come to actually take a course there, which he put on for several days, to teach them how to use these things. And he puts on courses here in the United States for medical personnel, teaching them how to approach mental problems. Unfortunately, the major medical organizations don't like this. They seem to have their own agenda. They like the way things are going. Certainly the pharmaceutical industry hates this because we're talking about certainly a multi-billion dollar, we're talking about probably $30, $40 billion a year, certainly a business in psychotropic drugs. The last thing they would want would be certainly to be able to treat people certainly with nutrition. So basically, organized medicine really doesn't seem to have embraced this at all. But the science is sound and it works. Well, Dr. Walsh, would you like to tell people how they can get in touch with you and get additional information, how they can certainly get to your website?
Yes, my organization is the Walsh Research Institute. Our website is walshinstitute.org, O-R-G. We're a public charity, a 501c3. Our goal is not to make money, but to help people and really to try to change the face of medicine. I've known a lot of psychiatrists, and most of them are wonderful people, and they do their very best to help their patients. And in a way, we're giving them another weapon in their arsenal. And it's a weapon, I think, as psychiatrists begin to use this, and we have many psychiatrists that are now doing it. They love the fact that they now can help people they couldn't help before. And very often they can help seriously ill people and do it in a way that they don't wind up with side effects. Like I met a man in Australia who was a long-distance runner. He became schizophrenic, and he found a medication that takes away his psychosis. He now weighs 420 pounds, and he may die because of this overweight and diabetes he's taken. It would be wonderful to help someone like that in a more natural way. One of the problems we've had, and one of the reasons we have not yet been embraced by mainstream medicine, is that they just don't believe that this could possibly work. They say to me, how can you possibly help somebody with a serious problem like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder or clinical depression with amino acids, vitamins, and minerals? They say, don't you really need a powerful drug to get the job done? And the answer is not necessarily, not at all, actually. And if you apply science correctly and learn how to regulate gene expression and neurotransmitter function and brain function, you can get a lot of this, and in many cases, all of it done with nutrients. And that's why I called the book Nutrient Power. I want to leave the important message that nutrients, if properly used, can have great power in helping people.
And I think this is really what's so very, very exciting because, Chris, now you actually, you've collected, 2 or 3 million laboratory studies on people with psychiatric problems?
Yes, we actually have more than 3 million chemical assays of blood and urine and tissues. And I think that's been really a great benefit to us. And it's really clear when you look at, say, we have actually 1.5 million separate chemical analyses for behavior disorders alone. And when you look at this database, it doesn't take a genius to see that their chemistries are very different from the rest of the population. And what we've learned is that as you normalize these chemistries, very often the behavior problems just fade away. Now, the work we're doing, I finally put together my first book, and it's called Nutrient Power, and it summarizes everything we've been talking about. It's available from our website. It's also available on Amazon and in bookstores. And we wrote it really to get the message out, not just to families, but also to researchers and to clinicians and psychiatrists and other doctors. We want them to know that there's another way they can help people.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think this is one of the most exciting things that I've seen in many, many years. This is why we're carrying the book, and that's why we've had Dr. Waltz on with us and all of our networks, and we hope we can help him to get this information out. Because if you can help this, so many people will have psychiatric disorders simply by getting them onto an altered nutritional alter their nutrition rather than put them on these psychotropic drugs, many of which they'll have to stay on the rest of their life. And the other thing is that so many of the psychotropic drugs have serious side effects. In fact, some of them are certainly promote both homicidal and suicidal tendencies. You never know who's going to have it, but if they take the drugs and they have homicidal and suicidal tendencies and they carry out some horrible act, why, of course, it's too late to go back again. Why give people medication which can have disastrous effects when something simply as simple as doing laboratory studies and finding out what the deficiencies are or excesses are and then going ahead and repairing them. So basically, of course, we've covered most of the major causes. So basically what happens when of course, how do you approach the patient? Do this by hair analysis? Do it by blood test, by urine analysis? How do you determine the metabolic state of the body?
Well, we need to do two things. Each one of the chemical imbalances, whether it's one of the forms of depression or schizophrenia or a behavior disorder, we need to first know everything we can about this patient. So we need to do a very in-depth review of a medical history and learn what all about their symptoms, their traits, their family histories. And very often after we do that, we already have a good idea what their chemistry is. But then we also need to do special blood and urine tests and occasionally tissue tests to sort of nail down the diagnosis of and then hopefully these come together and so we can make a diagnosis and then know exactly what direction to treat them. Which, you know, we have to focus on which neurotransmitters are having excessive activity or not enough enough activity at the receptors, and then adjust that using this therapy.
All right, fine. Well, now let's imagine somebody has a very, very high level of calcium, or certainly they have higher levels of lead. How are you going to reverse that?
Well, interesting you mentioned calcium and lead together, because calcium, when it gets in the body, is a unique toxic. It acts as though it sort of believes it's calcium. And that's why lead is a bone seeker and tends to be absorbed within your skeletal structure. The half-life of lead in the body is 22 years, unless there's some kind of therapy to remove it. And one of the key ways of treating lead is lead overload is to give them calcium. But also antioxidants are very helpful in kicking the excess lead out of your body. And the same procedure is used for mercury and cadmium, other nasty metals.
All right. So basically, you can get them out now. Do you advocate chelation or use antioxidants? How do you get the metals out of the body?
Well, a lot of my friends and colleagues like to use chelation, where they either orally or use an IV to inject powerful chemicals in your body that will chelate or by the way, the word chelate is a Greek word that means to clasp. And these things grab onto, you might say, these toxic metals and carry them out of the body. Now, we find that in most cases, we'd rather not do it that way. We think there's a better way to do it than chelation. We only would recommend chelation if a person were really severely poisoned. And mainstream medicine actually uses chelation for people who might be severely lead poisoned. And for somebody with an extraordinary overload, we usually just send them back to their mainstream doctor, and they pop them in a hospital, and usually within a week of chelation, usually with a chemical called EDTA, they're okay. But in most cases, people have an overload of toxics, and they don't need chelation. And chelation is a little bit on the risky side. And there's a more direct way to normalize metals and get rid of the toxics, I think, than chelation. So we are not an advocate in general of chelation.
All right, fine. But then what do you do specifically? Do you give them specific medication to try to get them out? How do you get the metals out if you don't chelate them?
Well, for example, copper. Excesses of copper can cause great difficulty. and can cause you to have too little dopamine activity and too much norepinephrine activity, which means great anxiety and depression usually. And what we have to do is we promote the formation of a protein that has the job of carrying the copper out of the body, and that protein is called metallothionein. I developed a formulation of 22 ingredients that based on more than 1,000 published studies, most of it in the Alzheimer's field, that shows how to enhance the genetic expression and the functioning of this protein. And it takes usually only about 60 days to get the copper out. We do it naturally using the way that, you know, you might say that God has intended us to normalize our copper levels, and we provide them with more of this chemical that they may be lacking. With respect to lead and cadmium and mercury, all we have to do is provide them with enough antioxidants, and these metals, these toxics, will gradually leave the body. Chelation is a problem that it not only takes out the bad guys, it also removes several nutrients that are really needed, including things like zinc. So I think it's more difficult to use and unnecessary, really. And there have been a few cases of terrible things happening during a chelation. I've known people who had a chelation, and it's rare, but there have been a couple of cases of people who died during a chelation with a needle in their arm getting the chelating chemicals. It's very rare. But I think it's not the first way to try to help somebody. I think it's more of a last resort in cases of poisoning.
Well, now you mentioned Alzheimer's disease, and certainly we're seeing a marked increase in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. And basically, can you use much of the same approach to Alzheimer's?
Well, that's an exciting new thing that we developed. And what we found was that looking at least 1,000 medical studies and peer-reviewed studies related to Alzheimer's, one couple of studies that caught our attention was that this metallothionein protein, which is a very important protector in the brain, protector against things like mercury and lead and against any form of oxidative stress, it's only one-third of normal in Alzheimer's patients compared to old people who died of something else. And so we tried this metallothionein promotion therapy. It's a very simple therapy to provide to a patient. We've now done it to 150 patients who are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and many of them have already lost a lot of their memory. They may no longer remember their grandchildren, and their personality tends to decline, and they're not really themselves. And, you know, the typical time between diagnosis and death in Alzheimer's is only 7 years, and it's a really nasty 7 years, especially the last couple of years. Well, what we find with our 150 patients that we've done this metallothionein promotion therapy is that most of them, about 70%, get part of their memory back, the partial improvement in memory, and very often a return of normal functioning. We've had many of them say they now remember who their grandkids were, where they didn't. But then they stabilize. They don't get all their memory back, but then they stabilize instead of constantly declining. And in most cases, they lose their diagnosis. The doctor says, well, it must have been a misdiagnosis. And the reason is because they didn't deteriorate and die. We haven't done enough cases yet that we have make any claims at all. But we think it's extraordinarily promising and worthy of more attention. It's really exciting when a person with apparent Alzheimer's becomes okay and can enjoy life for another 10 or 15 or 20 years.
Well, now, is this what is the substance?
Well, metallothionein is one of these genetically expressed enzymes. There's a couple of genes that simply create this protein called metallothionein. It's sort of a complex protein. It has 66 amino acids in it. Several of them are cysteines, which are really powerful as antioxidants. And it works together with glutathione and selenium, which are two other terrific antioxidants. And they work as a team. I call them the three musketeers. And what they do is they're very important in the brain to prevent a condition called apoptosis, which is the death of a brain cell. And they're like protectors or sentries that are there protecting us against brain loss. In Alzheimer's, basically, it's a relentless, rapid death of brain cells. And actually, at the end of life, in a typical Alzheimer's case, if you were to do an X-ray of the person's brain, you would find that their brain no longer filled the skull cavity. There might be 25 or 30% of the brain actually missing because of the great loss of brain cells. And so we've got a therapy that so far is very promising, but we haven't done double-blind controlled studies. We these are all what medical people would call anecdotal case histories, and really that doesn't cut a lot of ice with scientists and even with me. So what we say is we've got a treatment that seems very, very promising, and we'd like to have it go through the proper trials and tests to see whether or not it really works.
Well, now, basically, where would people get something like that, the glutathione or this methylethionine? Where would they get the product? Is it available commercially?
Well, I actually patented methylethionine promotion therapy, and I did this so that some drug company couldn't patent it and rip people off and charge huge amounts of money for it.
Well, can they get that product through your organization?
Well, if they contacted me, I could explain to them where they could find it. My organization does not treat patients directly. The only patients we see are during our training program. Like in Australia, we had 52 doctors last week, and we evaluated 176 patients side by side with the doctors in training. And but that's the only time that I actually get involved with evaluating and diagnosing and treating patients together with my medical colleagues. But there are many doctors throughout the world that know how to do this, at least 150 of them.
And hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Waltz.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do owe to self. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Good night.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Waltz is talking about the treatment of autism, not only of Alzheimer's disease, but of autism. They've had excellent results. You've got to get it early. If you have an autistic child, the doctors are going to tell you, too bad, there's nothing we can do about it. But you've got to get them started very early, and they can actually change the structure and the brain, and these children can have normal brains, but you've got to get them under treatment early. We carry the book Nutrient Power. Now, basically, the program you've heard tonight is available on CD or tape. We're going to put together a four-tape set, but I think this is the third or fourth interview we've done with Dr. Waltz, and this thing is by far the best overall that we've done. Perhaps because I know a little bit more after having talked to him several times, and I understand basically the approach. But if you'd like to get the book Nutrient Power, or if you'd like to get a copy of this tape or a CD, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, Dr. Waltz has been pretty well repudiated by the American Psychiatric Association and by Organized Medicine, the AMA. And I will tell you, having been part and parcel of organized medicine for well over half a century, that these organizations do far more harm than good, and many of them actually suppress effective treatments because, of course, they have a different agenda, because we're dealing with organized evil, ladies and gentlemen. Organized evil. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, I've recommended strongly. Although when I wrote the book, I did not have the proof, or I really didn't even believe that AIDS, the AIDS virus, was genetically produced in a laboratory. It was. Certainly one of the people who was involved actually went to Dr. Glum. The technician, the scientist, was dying. He knew that if he'd told the truth, you know, they would have killed him. But, of course, he was dying anyway, so we told Dr. Glum the story. And Dr. Glum wrote the book, and, of course, most of the copies have been bought up and shredded. So, but basically, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my book. I said, the AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. But to understand what you can do for the elderly, certainly for the schizophrenic, for the depressed, for the manic depressives, you need to get the book Nutrient Power. And there's so much that can be done with proper nutrition and supplements, and certainly amino acids and vitamins and minerals. And this can change people's entire outlook. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs. Of course, they're 4 hours a day. We do another program early in the morning on the American Freedom Network, but you can listen to our programs, watch our DVDs, read our newsletters by going to radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because this is what we need. People who believe in what we're doing are willing to help us maintain our network of over 50 stations every single week, stations, outlets of one sort or another, as we reach out across America with the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the information that's being actively suppressed by the Brotherhood. By the Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly, if you'd like to hear the story, as was told to Dr. Dennegan, by a member of the Brotherhood, this is contained in a 4-CD set called The New Order of the Barbarians. Probably of all the interviews I've ever done, the one interview I did in this 4-CD set and the three done by Randy Engel will change the way you look at the world. The Brotherhood, it's called The New Order of the Barbarians. You can actually get the transcript if you don't want to get the 4-CD set. Get the transcript understand, a member of the Inner Sanctum told the whole story to a group of doctors back in 1969 and said exactly what they were going to do, how they were going to actually suppress treatments for cancer because there were too many people in the world. They were going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. The New Order of the Barbarians. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a battle against organized evil. When you understand that, you understand why so much of what you hear on Radio Liberty is not commonly known. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain through the prairie through the ocean white with gold. God bless America, my heart beats for.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and certainly, hopefully, for the next hour, hopefully we're going to have Dr. Orly Taze with us. I'm going to ask my producer to call Barbara and to ask Barbara to look in my little black book. And for a week from tonight, there should be a telephone number there in the little black book, or to bring out my little syllabus, my little computer. But I think if we actually were to look up suddenly the telephone number for Dr. Taze, and suddenly we'll get that. Because who is Orly Taze? Well, this is truly an unusual woman. She's, first of all, a refugee from behind the Iron Curtain who came to America in search of freedom. She got a dental degree. She got a law degree. She actually has gone out on a limb, and she is the leading person who is challenging the right of the President of the United States to serve, claiming that he is not a legitimate American citizen. And she has lodged cases all across the country, and of course, Barack Obama has had, of course, to send his lawyers out to counter the lawsuits that Dr. Taze has actually lodged. But at least in certain cases, judges have actually found that her statements were quite valid. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, Barack Hussein Obama is not really eligible to be considered a natural-born citizen because his father was certainly not an American citizen. And we don't know where he was born. They claim he was born here in the United States, but his relatives over in Kenya claim he was born over in Kenya. And if he was born in Kenya, he is not entitled to be considered a natural-born citizen. He could be a citizen, certainly having been born overseas, if his mother was an American citizen, but not considered a natural-born citizen, because both parents have to be American citizens before you are eligible to run for the presidency. Basically, Barack Obama is using a draft card that is fraudulent, So he is actually using a birth certificate that he doesn't really have, a long-term birth certificate. They did publish one and release it. It was obviously fraudulent. They have a short-term birth certificate, but not a long-term one. And then, of course, he is using a Social Security card based upon a man who lives in Connecticut who's been dead for a long time, Barack Hussein Obama. The President of the United States, according to Dr. Orly Taze, is fraudulent. And yet he's doing everything he can to destroy this country, to take us ever deeper into debt, to actually force upon the American people a compulsory medical system which is designed to fail, so that it will eventually go to a one-payer medical system that will eventually bankrupt America. And you must understand the people who hate America, and they want to destroy this country. How do you destroy this country? Why, you spend us into oblivion, and that's exactly what Barack Obama is doing. Our telephone number, since we don't have Dr. Taze, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So give us a call if you have a question or comment. We'd love to hear from you, and we're going to be doing open lines. I don't know if we're going to be able to get Dr. Taze on. So 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we're hoping to get Dr. Taze on the line, but just in case he isn't, if you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, you must understand that the people who really run America and who put certainly Barack Hussein Obama into the White House basically want to simply disrupt our economy and decentralize all power in the hands of a small ruling elite. In fact, for all intents and purposes, that's what we have today. And for those of you, of course, who've heard our conversations in the past on the Trilateral Commission, we pointed out that between the year 1977 and the 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission that's never had more than 80 members, and of course some of those are both Canadian and or Mexican. And then, of course, it was 6 of the 8 presidents of the World Bank, 8 of the 10 U.S. trade representatives, 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, and 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense all come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. You're never going to hear that, but this is the little group that really runs our and controls our nation and makes mockery of the electoral process. But you're never going to hear this because there's 6 major corporations that control the media, and they're all controlled through the Trilateral Commission. There are 6 major banks that control 69% of all the assets in the United States. That's J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo, and they all tie into the CFR, Trilateral Commission, certainly mechanism. These people of great wealth who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, because we're going to be doing open lines, since it looks like we're not going to be able to get Dr. Taze to come on, but she's a very courageous woman. She's launched lawsuits in a number of states, and of course Barack Obama is having to answer all those lawsuits, trying to talk the judges into simply throwing them out, and yet of course Barack Hussein Obama is not, certainly in my estimation, the legally qualified to be the president because he's not a natural-born American citizen. Well, let's go to a Willie. We've got Willie calling us from Cincinnati. Hi, Willie. How are we doing?
Oh, we're doing all right, man. Now, let me turn the internet off here.
Okay, very good.
Anyway, I was listening to your guest that was there last time around.
Right.
And he was talking about a lot of stuff about schizophrenia. And vitamins and stuff like that.
Right.
I want to know how much. Where can I get the book at? And are you, when y'all finished it, have y'all did the 4-tape series on that thing yet?
Well, we're going to basically, Willie. I haven't had a chance to. This would be the fourth. I think this is the fourth set. I know we've done at least 2 others. I hope we've done 3 other interviews with Dr. Walsh. The book you can get by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And basically, of course, you can get this 1 tape or you can wait until the 4 tape set's put together. But I will tell you, I entered medical school in 1949. And of all the things that I've heard, probably other than some of the things that affected me as an orthopedic surgeon, the appearance of total hips and total knees. But as far as psychiatry is concerned, this is the most exciting thing that's ever come along. This is why we've had Dr. Walsh on, and basically he's been repudiated by the leaders of organized medicine who do not want effective treatments, because this is a multi-billion-dollar-a-year industry. And basically the people who run the AMA are in bed with the people who run the pharmaceutical industry, and they're suppressing treatments for cancer and psychiatric disease and so many other things. So I think this is very important, but you can get the book, Nutrient Power, by calling 1-800-544-8927. And I suggest order this 1 tape from tonight and listen to it about 5 times. And certainly, I mean, even as a physician, I mean, some of the things he talks about, I think I'm going to have to do a little studying on. He's a very, very brilliant individual, and we should be eternally grateful to him.
He really is. He's very knowledgeable about what he's talking about. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Okay, Willie, anything else you want to
Thank
say?
You. No, I just wanted that information. Thank you. I appreciate it.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, then let's go to Ted, who's calling us from Moses Lake in Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Got to be open lines because apparently Dr. Taze is not answering her phone. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Hi, Ted. How are we doing?
Oh, fine, Dr. Stan. I always enjoy your program. I have a friend of mine. I just wanted to ask you quickly about the book you recommended, Nutrient Power. She's been on these strange drugs, antidepressant drugs, for years, and a lot of times it just doesn't help. So what I thought I'd do is order a copy of the Nutrient Power book. I only caught the tail end of your last program. Do you think there would be some good things in that book to help her out, maybe?
Absolutely. I would also suggest that you order the CD of the talk we did this last hour. Now, basically, it will help you make it much easier for you to read the book to understand what he's talking about. But Bill Walsh is a brilliant individual. We are indebted to him. He has over 3 million laboratory studies on people with psychiatric problems. There's certainly nothing like this anywhere in the world. He runs a non-profit organization. He does not certainly make a profit from any of the drugs. He doesn't treat patients. He simply teaches doctors and psychiatrists how to treat patients. And I think this is one of the most exciting things I've ever come in contact with. I say this in all sincerity. So this is why we've had him on, and we'll have him on again, and why we want to get the 4-tape set. And you're going to have to listen to it several times just to get the basic concepts down. But it's very elementary. And certainly, if you realize there are about 7 different things people either have too much of or too little of, and you replace them with a proper diet or certainly metabolic supplements, well, you can cure the vast majority of mental illness. So if your friend is having psychiatric problems, she shouldn't stop the drugs right away. She has to gradually wean herself off of them. And it would be nice if you could, of course, get in touch with somebody in your area, a professional who knows how to use this technique. And apparently, there are hundreds of medical practitioners and psychiatrists across America who are using this approach, but it is being actively, certainly discouraged by the American Psychiatric Association and by the AMA. And you have to understand why. It's because these people, many of them have accepted a totally evil approach. They are actively suppressing effective treatments for cancer and other diseases. That is certainly that Dr. The former head of the Planned Parenthood, Dr. Richard Day, told a group of doctors in 1969, people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. So we have the treatments. We've got them suppressed. And if you want to hear, that's the most amazing 4-CD set we have. Anything else, Ted?
Just real quick. You know, I was driving back this afternoon from Spokane, and I listened to your excellent program on, it was on the Boston Marathon bombings and the possible suspects. And as your guest pointed, I think it was your guest on that program this afternoon.
That was Joel Skousen.
Okay, yeah, Mr. Skousen. He pointed out that the bomb casing they found, the backpack casing, was mostly blue with the white with partially white on top. And instead of identifying the person in the videos, the FBI, instead of identifying the person that had that particular backpack in the videos, they instead identified somebody completely different, a white backpack with a blue dot on the top. And he thought that they might have been wanting to get a patsy instead.
I think that's absolutely right. Basically, if you point to the wrong individual and you can carry a long and difficult trial on that wrong individual, and then it turns out they were wrong, and we end up like we did with the anthrax letters. We have basically those were put out by the government. We know they were put out by the government. How do we know the anthrax letters were put out by the government? Because they were distributed immediately after the 9/11 attack. And basically, the only people in the country that knew what was happening was President Bush and Dick Cheney and the White House staff, because they immediately started, the very evening of the 9/11 attack, they started taking an antibiotic called Cipro, specific for anthrax. And, of course, basically, it can damage the Achilles tendon. It can destroy the tendon, so you don't take this thing lightheartedly. And Dick Cheney had to give up playing tennis for 6 weeks because he was on Cipro. Why did they start Cipro right after the 9/11 attack, a full 10 days to 2 weeks before the Cipro letters arrived? I think they should be pretty self-evident. Ted, we're dealing with organized evil. Remember that President Bush refused to actually testify before the 9/11 Commission under oath. He'd testify, but only if Dick Cheney was there to hold his hand, and only if he could not testify under oath. Why do you think the president didn't want to testify about the 9/11 attack and what he knew about it under oath?
Well, probably because he had a hand in it.
Absolutely. And basically, they killed those 3,000 people in those buildings. They killed them. And I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't responsible for what's going on, but we don't know at this point. We're just going to have to wait and see. But the fact that they seem to be intentionally going after the wrong people, as far as the bombers are concerned, makes me think that they're going to invest all their time and money going after the wrong people, so the people who are really responsible will get away. If you haven't gone to Alex Jones' website, go there and look at the pictures that they have of people who are carrying those heavy backpacks. And these people apparently are tied into our special forces, just like, of course, Timothy McVeigh, who was charged with blowing up the Murrah building, was associated with special forces. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And you want to check that. Timothy McVeigh and Special Forces. This comes from a book called OK Bomb, written by Jim Keith. And go up, Google in The Strange Death of Jim Keith. You'll find he died. Then his publisher died under mysterious circumstances. Then his ex-wife died under mysterious circumstances. Google that all in. That is not just coincidence. God bless.
Well, Dr. Stan?
Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
Just one more last comment. They're already planning on deporting that 20-year-old Saudi student who had obvious bomber blasts out of the country next week, and that could be a key suspect and in tying this actually who did it, but they're getting him out of the country before anybody even has a chance to ask any questions. Are you there, Dr. Stan?
I'm sorry. Yes, they're putting out too much information. They're intentionally trying to confuse you. Basically, there are all sorts of faulty information put out there, and this could not have been gotten together this quickly unless there was some sort of coordinated effort to confuse us, just exactly as they did Sunday after what happened at Sandy Hook. And there were all these talks about the other shooters and all the other people that they arrested and the people hiding in the woods. But basically, everything was done to give us so much information we couldn't think clearly. And now, of course, most people just accept the official story. There was a lone shooter there at Sandy Hook, and we will never know. But I'll tell you the most amazing thing I read today, you can check this out on the Internet. But supposedly, the principal at Sandy Hook School was actually killed there by Adam Lanza, where the children was killed. And yet, of course, she was there running in the marathon. Now, of course, I don't believe that's true, but go up on the Internet, Google it, and you'll find this story is there. Why would they put that there? Simply to add confusion, to give you so much information you can't think clearly. These are masters of deceit.
You remember, I'm sure you remember this, back in November of 1963, after JFK was killed and they arrested Oswald within hours after the shooting. And Oswald made this statement, which I always thought was very interesting. He said, "I'm just a patsy." And he was, too, because later it turned out that he didn't actually pull the trigger.
I think you're absolutely right. And they immediately had Oswald killed. But did you ever wonder why Jack Ruby killed Oswald? Did you ever wonder why? Because obviously he would have actually... been caught. He had to know he'd be caught. So why did Jack Ruby kill Oswald?
Well, so that Oswald couldn't talk.
I know, but why would he do that? Well, let me tell you why. The answer to that, and I can't right now just think of the source for this, but this was certainly a book that was written by somebody who had written, it was Chuck Giancano, the brother of Sam Giancano, and the book written that Chuck Giancano wrote about the mafia. He wasn't part of it. His brother was. But in his book, he said that the reason that Ruby killed Oswald is that he had been told that if he did not kill Oswald, he and his entire family would be tortured to death. And that was an offer that you couldn't refuse.
I'll be damned.
Okay.
I'll be doggone.
Okay, well, God bless, and thanks very much for calling, Ted.
Keep up the good work, Dr. Stan.
We'll do it as long as we can, and God bless. Appreciate your calling, and give us a call anytime.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices, yeah.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's going to be open line, so we need you to give us a call. Talk about anything you want to. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, please do. But basically, as you see what's happening as far as the bombing there at the Boston Marathon, you'll see a perfect example of psychic therapy against the minds of the American people. All sorts of stories coming out that just aren't true. Now, basically, last night we did a wonderful program with William Kennedy. And William Kennedy certainly had been talking about this. Program, it's called the Family Guy. And it was put out by the Fox on, I think it was the March 17th. And, of course, on March 17th, supposedly this program on Fox had certainly people driving a car and hitting a lot of people during the Boston Marathon. And then, of course, a couple of bombs going off there. And basically, according to William Kennedy, he has a link from his website to Alex Jones' website where you can actually see this this DVD that was broadcast by Fox. But now the story is that basically this was fraudulent, that somebody had taken one program, one of the Family Guy programs, and then actually put in other material from another Family Guy program and put it on the internet as if it had all happened at one time. And certainly in one of the programs, why this fellow was driving a car and running down people who were involved in running the Boston Marathon, but that had nothing to do with the bombs going off. That was another program, and this was all fraudulent. Well, basically, of course, Fox has taken down the original film, the initial program, and so basically there's no way to check this out and to find out what it was all about. But of course, somebody had to have the ability to, if this is true, to actually get two programs, to link them together, and of course to get them to Alex Jones and put them up on his website. And of course, we are all susceptible to faulty information. I don't know what happened. I don't know whether this is true. If it is true, then why did Fox take down the program? Why didn't it leave it up there on the internet? Because leaving it up there, people could check it out and see that this was totally fraudulent. But they didn't. In other words, what they do is give credence to the DVD that is available on William H. Kennedy's website and Alex Jones' website. And so they're allowing confusion. And then, of course, there's a story that simply 2 days before the marathon, some Squamish woman was involved with the people who are going to be running from other countries. And she told them that, of course, if they ran the marathon, they'd be killed. The story of the bomb-sniffing dogs are there an hour or so before the attack, all sorts of police officers there. And then, of course, saying, well, this is simply just a drill. There's nothing to worry about. There's no bombs going off. This is simply a drill we're doing. And then, of course, the Boston police force denying there was a drill. But there are a number of people who were there who've testified they saw the bomb-sniffing dogs. So why were the bomb-sniffing dogs there? And I think this is probably legitimate. And then why would the Boston Police Department deny that the dogs were there? What they're doing is they're giving you a great deal of information to confuse you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you want to. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Today, one of the congressmen wrote an article stating that this was the work of Al-Qaeda, and we were going to see more and more of these attacks in America. Suddenly, there was an article on WorldNet Daily stating that they had received information from somebody in Iranian intelligence. And basically, this man in Iranian intelligence had contacted WorldNet Daily to tell them this was Iran. Iran was behind the bombing of the Boston Marathon. They were retaliating against America's financing of terrorism in their country. That Iran, of course, had basically had hired other people to do this. They're not their agents, but they were going to be Al-Qaeda agents or other radical Islamic groups. So that basically by hiring somebody else to do this, you wouldn't be able to trace it back to Iran. But Iran was really behind this. And what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen, is putting out so much information, you can't think clearly. They're playing games with your mind, just like they did after the September 11th, 2001 attack. They put out all sorts of fraudulent information so that you could not think effectively. And again, eventually, the majority of the people accepted the government story, which wasn't true. Those were controlled demolitions. Both Building Number 7 and the Twin Towers controlled demolitions. The plane did not crash at Shanksville. It exploded because the debris was over an 8-mile area, not what you'd get simply with a direct impact. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, but right now we have Bill calling us from Tri-Cities up in the great state of Washington. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was just going to say that I don't like the way in which the various magazines are trying to postulate about this, the potentiality of what occurred with this. Like one magazine was saying, well, such and such people had better hope that it's revealed that this was a white person that did this, because if you want all the wars to end and you want all of these things to occur, you should hope this. And then the other magazines are saying, well, you should hope that it's, we all think it was these evil Middle Eastern people that did this. But absent from any of this discussion is the fact that they don't suspect that this could possibly be instigated due to the fact that all of these other incidences where they get mentally retarded people and try to talk them into doing criminal things through these provocateur techniques, and they actually give them the materials to do it, and it's all a staged event. That's not a part of the debate. And the fact that they don't question, you know, that there's something fishy about this, and they're all just hoping that their specific group that they don't like will be deemed the person responsible, just shows how in control the government is of the agenda.
Well, basically, Bill, it's the invisible government is in control. The Brotherhood is in control. Basically, we have an overt government, a visible government, and then we have an invisible government, and they're the ones in control. And I agree with everything you're saying. Basically, of course, they want us to focus our attention. This is the Muslims that did it. But basically, of course, this was maybe the right-wing patriots who did this sort of thing. The last thing they want is for people to understand this is a typical false flag operation. Why would they do it? To justify ever more control over our lives. And basically, we're going to have more and more spies out there. They already have a system of informants. They're literally thousands of FBI informants, and you can check this out on the internet, the tens of thousands of informants, maybe your best friend's an informant, are suddenly reporting to the government, the FBI. We have Project Echelon, where they were listening to our telephone calls and reading our emails and faxes long before the 911 attack, and that's Project Echelon. Echelon. They have dossiers on literally every American citizen. Every American citizen has a number. He gets it at birth. And basically, they correlate all the various dossiers at the fusion centers. F-U-S-I-O-N, fusion centers. Check them out on the internet. You'll find that this really is true. And basically, of course, they're monitoring us with drones. They're monitoring us with GPS. They certainly have the ability to track each one of us. They have their cameras up every place so that they can watch us from the time we go into downtown. Basically, there, certainly where they had the Boston Marathon, they had so many cameras and they've got so many pictures of so many people from all different angles that nobody could have committed this crime and gotten away with it unless they had help from the highest levels of our government. And everything points out, at least according to Joel Skousen this afternoon, that they're intensely going after the wrong people. And they do this. Why? To throw us off the track. And then after a long and lengthy confrontation with these people and perhaps indictment and take them to court, they found out it's the wrong ones. And then we forget about the whole thing. That's what happened with the anthrax letters. They intentionally got the wrong man, and then of course we never will find out who in the government was responsible for those letters, anthrax letters going out. But we know, because as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, the only people who were on Cipro immediately after the 9/11 attack were Dick Cheney, the White House staff, and the President of the United States. Why would you go on Cipro? Because it's specific to prevent anthrax infection. Anything else, Bill?
Yeah, I just think that it creates a lot of rumors and nobody knows what really happened. And then they like to create a rumor, and then at the given time, then they can deflate the rumor. And people get mad if it's suggested that somehow that there was something weird going on. But the photos that are on the internet photos that show the different people compared to the people that are being shown on the television, why isn't the television showing those photos unless those photos are made up photos as well? I mean, it just seems that the entire thing, you know, I don't know how many sources are even good sources anymore of information, because you don't know where the information is coming from.
Well, that's absolutely right, Bill. First of all, let me just put out our telephone number again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but the media is controlled. I mean, that was one of the things that got my interest over 50 years ago when I got started in this, was the realization the media was controlled. Well, now, of course, we carry a wonderful book. It's called The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor at the University of California. He's retired now. His name is Professor Ben Bagdikian. And, of course, he thinks the right wing controls the media. People on the right think the left wing controls the media. And they're both wrong. The media is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness, which I write about and describe. But basically, of course, we have six major corporations that control 90 to 95% of all the media outlets in America. And if you work for the media, you do not tell the truth. And if you do, you end up getting fired. And basically the book, New Media Monopoly, is available through my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. And Professor Bagdikian does a great job of simply laying out the whole story. He studied this for 30 years, starting in 1980, when there were about 50 corporations that controlled the media. And as of 2004, when the last book was published, 6 major corporations control almost everything. That would be AOL, Time Warner. They still work together. Bertelsmann, certainly. CBS is controlled then we have Disney. And then, of course, we have Fox News. And basically, these are the people who, and then, of course, NBC and Comcast work together. And these are the people who control the media and largely control what the American people think and believe.
Yeah.
If you work for the media, why, and you tell the truth, you lose your job. That's just the way it is.
Well, and then, see, I don't know if, I would like to say that I think that the internet photos are the real thing, you know, but I can't be sure about that either. And, you know, I can't say that I trust any one source that is on the internet. I think that footnoted books are a lot better than stuff that is on the internet, just because I don't even know at this point if they might want everybody to jump out and say, well, this is off this, when we don't even know that. You know, they just want people to say a bunch of things that they don't have documented, and then what ends up happening is a total confusion, and then the government can assert what they believe, and then everybody goes with the government.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You can't trust everything on the internet, basically. They simply are putting out a great deal of disinformation. I believe, of course, Alex Jones is doing a great job, but I believe that they're also going to feed him faulty information. I do believe, of course, he's done a great job so far on the Boston Marathon, better than anybody else. And certainly my friend Joe Farah on WorldNet Daily does a great job. But I think somebody's feeding them faulty information, suggesting Iran is behind this. And believe me, they try to feed me faulty information all the time, because I'm not as important as Joe Farah and Alex Jones, thankfully. Certainly we're not as big targets as they are. But basically, I believe that this article about Iran being behind this is simply phony. So basically, I think there's a fascinating pictures there on Alex Jones' website, and they may very well be accurate. I think Alex does everything he can to keep from getting disinformation, but believe me, they've infiltrated his organization as they've infiltrated every organization and our churches and our political parties. They have their agents everywhere, and they hire people simply to put out false information. Maybe your best friend's an FBI agent. You would never know.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't know Alex Jones, and I don't know any of these.
Well, I do know. I have the advantage of knowing him. I know Joe Farah. I know Alex Jones. They're good people, and they would never intentionally put up something that wasn't true. But we're all susceptible to getting faulty information. Okay, I got to let you go, because we got a couple of other callers on the line.
Yeah, there's so much secrecy that it's really hard for people to get to the truth.
I think you're going to have to just rely upon the Lord, Cindy. Learn who you can trust, and usually they'll be right. Not always. I'm not always right. Sometimes I get faulty information as well. Just pray for discernment. That's all we can do. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
God bless. Okay, fine. Let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Richland, Washington. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, they've infiltrated most of our conservative organizations, our liberal organizations, and our Christian organizations. These are wicked and evil people, and behind them are the powerful spirits of forces that rule the world. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. Just a couple of issues that I wanted to bring up. Tomorrow is the Day of Silence, where they're going to try and promote sexual anarchy to our kids.
Well, basically, for our schools, ladies and gentlemen, basically, the children are supposed to come and wear a T-shirt that says homosexuality is great or I love lesbians or something like that. And then they're not supposed to say anything. The teacher asks them a question. They're not supposed to say anything. If the teachers are going along with it, they won't say anything. And the whole idea is to disrupt the school day and demonstrate certainly the discrimination against homosexuals. Basically, I can share your concern. The day of silence should be outlawed, and any teacher or student who participates should be put out of school. But I think that what people, if you really love your children, keep them home. Keep them home from school tomorrow, public school. Go ahead.
Well, just to say, from my vantage point, I get to see some things going on that people in the general public wouldn't. But
that's because you teach in the schools.
I got in big trouble for wearing a button that said marriage is between one man and one woman. But they can actively promote sexual anarchy to our kids. I was at one classroom where they were passing out Stop the Hate T-shirts. You could buy Stop the Hate T-shirts, and it's actively being promoted by a teacher right there on the wall. And I couldn't even wear it on my button on my clothes. I was directed by the assistant principal to take it off, which of course I did.
Well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, if you have your children or grandchildren, get them out of public schools. The purpose of education is to destroy their morality and their belief in God. If you love your children, homeschool them or get them into private school one way or another, but get them out of public schools. Would you agree, Ron?
I would say that. This Common Core curriculum is just to get us in the mindset that we don't control our own destiny. We don't control our children's education. It's going to be foisted upon us. First by federal bureaucrats, eventually by international bureaucrats, and as though we don't have the wisdom to raise our own kids or to the discernment to figure out what we really want to have taught or what we don't, and we'll just they'll get us in the mindset with mathematics, and then they'll transition this into language arts and to history, and they will start really indoctrinating our kids into multiculturalism. I got a good glimpse of that recently. Some kids were being taught about Little Havana, and it's how cute it is that the people all speak Spanish down there and everything. It's all this Cuban culture. And I said, well, how about maybe teaching the kids why these people moved from Cuba to Miami? What caused them to move? Oh, we can't do that. That's really beyond what these kids can understand.
Well, basically, of course, what they're doing is indoctrinating them in communism. Basically, Ron, have they started the Common Core curriculum up there?
Well, evidently, I think you were talking about one fellow who said the worst thing that happened was this fractional reserve banking, where you could create money out of nothing and use the money to saddle our kids with debt in perpetuity and use that money to bribe us to hand our kids over to. And that's really what they're doing. And, hey, if you don't accept it, you can lose all this money. I say, yeah, but we keep our kids. Let's keep our kids. Our kids aren't for sale. That should be our first motto. But evidently it isn't. I wouldn't go along with it. I guarantee it. I don't think anybody should. If I was to opt any curriculum, I would do the Robinson homeschool or the Ron Paul has his own homeschool curriculum. I think they would make excellent models for us.
And certainly the Robinson homeschool curriculum is excellent. We really recommend it to you. If you want to know more about it, we'll be glad to put you in touch with Dr. Robinson as a personal friend. Anything else you want to say, Ron, before we let you go?
With the 18th of April, 75, hardly a man is now alive. Remember that fateful day and year. That poem, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, if you read the ending of it, it was defiance, not fear. They stood against the only superpower in the world at the time. And they were directed by the king's army by order of the king, you were to lay down your arms. And they replied, we have no sovereign but God, and we have no king but Jesus. They wouldn't do it.
And well, basically, when we were a Christian nation. We're no longer a Christian nation. And all we can do is hope for revival and pray for revival.
You know, I wish that wish some of the churches were a little bit more Christian than they seem to be. But those are some of the things I wanted to talk about, Dr. Stan. And you keep up the good work, sir.
We will. God bless you, and thanks very much. Okay, fine. That was Ron calling from Washington. He's a substitute teacher up there. And understand the Common Core curriculum is a new curriculum that's being introduced all across America, designed to destroy the moral fabric of our nation and to dumb down our students. So basically, they're not going to start math for a year. They're certainly not going to teach calculus in high school. Our kids are going to start out certainly way behind the scenes, way behind, because they will not have the background to be able to excel. And basically, they're intentionally dumbing down our children. You compare American students who graduate from American schools with students and test them competitively with students from out the world. We're 19th in comparison with out of 20. We're at the bottom, and of course, people don't understand that. They say, oh, we need more education. We need more money. Oh, certainly we need to get the students into schools earlier. They want to start the students in school now at 4 years of age. That's one of Barack Hussein Obama's new objectives, to get the students out of their homes at four so they can begin to indoctrinate them in homosexuality. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad. This is Dr. Stan. I hope you'll join us in this effort to try to save America. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up this evening's program at Radio Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America, indeed all across the world, that we're primarily listener-supported. We're I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. My wife and I work full-time without compensation. We've been doing it for 20 years now, trying to educate the people about what's really going on. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes and certainly our newsletter every month. You can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. Certainly you can, if you have something to advertise, you can advertise with us. We have a number of products. Certainly we have certainly books and DVDs and tape sets and CD sets. We also have spices. If you like spices, if you like better tasting food, we offer a line of spices that are unique, and we've been using them for 20 years. We love them, and certainly we can sell them here, and you can get them as cheaply from us as you can get them from any other place. And certainly we think it'll change your whole attitude towards eating. That's spices. And then, of course, we carry a lot of health products, which I think are vitally important. Certainly our guest today and the previous hour, Dr. Walsh, was talking about the shortage of certainly of zinc, and we actually have zinc supplements for people, and we have all sorts of other health products, and we'll probably be carrying more after we've finished reading the book Nutrient Power. We do carry Dr. Walsh's book. We think it's important. And then, of course, we actually carry the Miracle 2 soap products, which we've used for many years. I wouldn't be without the gel. My wife wouldn't be without the soap. And then, of course, we carry the Berkey water filters. If you get these, you help us. Anything you can do to help, we'll appreciate it, because we want to maintain our network of almost 50 outlets or over 50 outlets out every single week. And we know that people all across the world are listening and learning about what's going on and coming to understand the spirits of battle in which we're engaged today. Because basically, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. We've got a great 4-CD set on the supernatural, and we have a great 4-CD set on satanic crimes, and we have the book by Satanic Crimes by William H. Kennedy. We have my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. We actually have Michael Shaw's excellent DVD. It's called Agenda 21, the Wretching Transformation of America, and that's what it's taking place today. You may not understand what's going on, but there's an organized effort to change America. And so Michael Shaw's excellent DVD, The Wretching Transformation of America. And then, of course, we have my talk on population control, the COVID agenda, on the world revolution, where you'll actually see my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, a multi-billionaire, who is the American ambassador to Cuba when we installed Fidel Castro. Ladies and gentlemen, Fidel Castro didn't ever win an election. He didn't win the revolution. We put him in power, and we've kept him in power. And David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel, and Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. You don't believe that? Why, if that was true, everybody would know. No, ladies and gentlemen, that the media is controlled, you're not going to know that. But David Rockefeller writes that about that in his book, Memoirs. And you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, and on page 405, he talks about the secret cabal that he's a member of that's working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others around the world to bring about a more intricate or coordinated global and political and economic system. Those are his words, not mine. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get my talks on The Dangerous Deception, my interview with Norman Dodd, who investigated the tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Ford. And we have the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, one of the five most important books in my library. That's Foundations, Their Power and Influence. And then, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it'll help pull it all together. So please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea,
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is another sad day in America. The official story of the Boston Marathon is officially in chaos. That's right. On this rainy morning, stormy morning around the United States, it is Thursday, the 18th of April, 2013. The story is in chaos. It appears now more than ever, the truth will come forward. If you didn't hear, probably one of the most telling statements ever or telling decisions ever yesterday was when they canceled the news conference. They had been promising this for hours. All the media outlets were there, ready to go. In a few minutes, we're going to hear the latest. They delayed it, and canceled it. Could that be related to the InfoWars news team story of what happened with the Navy SEALs? If you haven't heard that story, we'll talk about it, because I think that probably is a huge part of why the official story is in chaos. And I want to thank the people that sent me the –